are back, and we are in the last segment of the special edition of the Rage and Den Report. We've been talking with Vinnie Eastwood and Kathy Rubio and Bill Greathouse. And in this segment, folks, since it's the last one of the show, I want to everyone focus in on giving the audience some real viable solutions that they can do tomorrow morning to start rewiring their brain. You know, if you perform a new habit or a new skill for at least 30 days, it will become as normal. So we need to rewire our brains to get out of the convenience, to get out of the consumer propaganda, to get out of the desire culture that we've been programmed to become, and become go back to a culture of need, where we only purchase things when we need them, and we know how to fix the things that we have, so we don't really need to purchase very much. So let's start with Kathy. Let's give the audience some real solutions that they can do starting tomorrow morning.
Kathy, are you there?
Kathy, did we lose you?
I guess I'm on mute.
Don't leave yourself out. We need you.
You might be glad I was on mute. I think that starting tomorrow, the first thing you want to do is look who's living next to you. Get to know your neighbors. Go over there. Find out what talents they have. Do they have medical background? Do they have teaching background? What is their backgrounds? What can they do? Can they fix your car? Can they fix your plumbing? Me, I called the local militias. I said, I'm old and pretty crippled up, but I can cook. And I can dress wounds. And I can load guns. So whatever you need me to do, you tell me. I'll do what I'm capable of doing. That kind of thing. You have to know each other and get this whole system worked out. Most people here, when I came back from Honduras, I passed people in the hall. I don't even know their name. And they live 10 feet from my door. You know what I'm saying? We need to know each other. Keep track of each other. Take care of each other.
Bill, let's get some solutions.
Yeah, everything Kathy said, and then I would have to tell people they need to learn how to start getting along and putting their differences to the side, because we've got to stop the division, because if we're going to do anything, we've got to be able to work together. And so people need to back up and think about how they're treating their neighbor, how they're treating their friend down the street. And men and women alike need to start looking at each other as human beings and stop looking at each other for what's been pushed in the media as sexual objects or what have you. Because they've actually demoralized everybody and they've got everybody divided up, and people need to put their differences aside and start looking at each other as human beings, because if we can do that, then we could work together.
Vinny?
Well, first of all, we've got to stop thinking about starting stuff up tomorrow morning. You know, it's about right fracking now. What can you do right this very second in order to accomplish something different? And it's more to the point, if you're not actually full-on hardcore, like let's say Suzanne Posel and I, we spend all day, every day, articles, radio shows, videos, the whole works, getting the information out. Okay, so that's only one job, all right? There are so many other jobs behind who we are and what we do. And all the people that are listening who are contributing in some way, shape, or form, whether or not they be suggesting guests for a talk radio show host to be on. Trying to influence the media is actually easier than some might think. Did you know, in New Zealand, if you call up local talk radio and you start talking about a particular politician, that politician gets sent a transcript of that conversation. So you instantly hit the people that you want to hit just by calling up a talk radio show and saying your piece over the airwaves. That is a way to hijack the current mainstream media apparatus with heaps of people listening. And it takes about 1 in 7, all right? So that's the ratio. Somebody hears 9/11's an inside job once, crazy, you're a conspiracy theorist. They hear it 3-4 times, it's nuts, it's stupid. You hear it 7 times, oh my God, it must be a self-evident truth. All right? So all I'm saying to people is that you've got to play your part. play your part. Be one of those seven people. Whenever it comes up in conversation, I can guarantee anybody who's listening to this knows that virtually everything in the entire fracking planet has now at this point come to some form of conspiracy. So, if you don't shut your mouth, if you don't stop flapping your gums, eventually, all of those people that you talk to, don't talk to them endlessly about it because then they'll really switch off. Just say something once about any particular subject as it comes up, relevant to the conversation. Don't try and steer it your way. Just say something relevant. And don't expect them to wake up. Expect them to do nothing and say nothing. Then you say nothing too. You just let them go on. And another truther down the road will say the same thing to them. And eventually they'll all wake up. It's all about playing your part. Okay? So let's say you can't do what I'm doing. All right? I noticed a need in my community. That need was real media, and it didn't currently exist. So I took personal responsibility for going out there, finding these activists, whistleblowers, and protesters, and so on and so forth, who get reduced to sound bites or even smaller audio nibbles by the mainstream media, and started giving them long-form interviews and uploading it to YouTube and doing this radio show and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, I'm the most popular alternative media source in the fracking country. You know why? Because I took personal responsibility for giving people what they want and what they need without demanding anything for it. Sure, I ask for donations, but that's your choice. And I will still keep exposing scumbaggery and giving a platform to people who fracking deserve it, people with real information. That's my contribution to society. What's yours? What have you got going on in your life that's so fracking important that you don't want to help save your society? What is so important that you would rather sit back watching American Idol or Dancing with the Stars over preventing your own people's orderly extermination? Tell me something that's more important than that, and I'll leave you alone. Until then, I ain't going to leave you alone.
Very well said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I homeschool my children. It doesn't matter if it's a charter school. It doesn't matter if it's a religious private school. They are all co-opted. They all accept money from the government. They are all working in Common Core and using those standards and dumbing down your children. If you have children, get them out of the school. Find a way to get them out of the school. Rearrange your schedule, rearrange your life to get them out of the school. It's important. Stop vaccinating. Just stop. You can go to OccupyCorporatism.com and look under vaccines, and I will give you a myriad of reasons. Laundry detergent, formaldehyde. Okay, that's just two of the disgusting things that they put in the vaccines. Stop. Learn how to take care of yourself. Find a homeopathic doctor. Learn how to use food to keep yourself healthy. Food is your medicine. It's what keeps you physically healthy and mentally healthy. Put down the pharmaceuticals. You do not need them. Your body can heal itself. Do things to cleanse out your body so you can cleanse out your mind as well. And get yourself straight so that you can understand what you're hearing and act upon it. And act upon it. Don't just sit there and keep consuming the information. When I found out that the money was fake, I spent a year, 24 hours a day. Well, not literally 24 hours a day. I did sleep. But every single day, watching documentaries, reading books, reading articles, speaking to people. Eventually, I said, I have to do something about this. So I started the website. I started doing radio. I was lucky enough with Danny Romero to get a radio show, and now I get to speak to you, to tell you what I, not only what I write about, but the things I don't even have time to write about that I know about. So let's start acting upon it. Like we said tonight, go to your city council meeting. Go to every council meeting. Get involved in your city. Find out how Agenda 21 is taking over your city. And say no. And hand out pamphlets to the audience. And when they give you time to speak at the podium, speak. And take that time to expose. Don't speak to the people behind the council. Because they are already, they're not listening to you. Speak to the audience. Everywhere you go, speak to the audience. I have friends in Washington that are trying to start an initiative to get people, to everyday people, to start running for office, no matter how little the office is. Like Melody was saying, get on the PTA board, get on some board, and start exposing these things to people. And if we are at the ground level, remember, it's a pyramid. So all of our compliance down at the bottom is what's keeping this going. And it's so simple, but that's the truth, folks. That's all it is. Every day that you go to your slave job and you get your fast food and you buy your products that they tell you to buy every 3 months, and you stand in line for 17 hours on Black Friday, and you do all of this crap, and you go home and you watch your television, every bit of compliance helps this machine going. As we stop complying, if it's a little bit over time, or if it's just a cold turkey, I'm not going to comply, period. Every little bit helps, and every little bit counts. And they can't keep doing this if we don't keep doing what we're doing, period.
Yeah, I wanted to add, too, when we as a group or any truthers are telling you the truth, and you know we are. I know that all of you listening know we are. When we tell you the truth and you continue on in this garbage, you are complicit in the deaths of every American that's going to occur.
That's right. Stop complaining and stop complying, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Kathy. And thank you, Bill, for coming along with me on this special edition of the Region 10 Report.